Good morning and welcome once again to In Focus. I'm John Sims, and joining us this morning, always glad to have you back, Tammy Prater, Executive Director of the American Red Cross serving East Texas. As always, great to have you back with us today, Tammy.
Thanks, John. It's great to be here.
You bet. Don't forget, In Focus is available online. Just go to ktbb.com/infocus. In Focus is uploaded to our website by the day after the show airs. Tammy, the Red Cross, a very familiar name here in East Texas, across the nation, around the world, but a lot of people still, after all these centuries, not centuries, decades. So there you go. Close enough for rock and roll, as they say. Don't know everything about what you do. And you do have a new initiative that we're going to be focusing on today that has to do with blood collection. But first, the thumbnail. Just who are you? What do you do? Mission, purpose, etc.
You know, our mission is to alleviate human suffering during times of emergency by combining the power of volunteers and the generosity of donors. You know, we do that. We turn compassion into action every single day. We have five lines of service in the Red Cross. One is disaster services that most people know about. Another one is services to the armed forces, which some people may or may not know about. We provide CPR and first aid and aquatics training. That's our training services. We also provide international services and blood services.
And blood services is where we want to go right now. We're probably going to touch on at least 90 to 95% of what you just went over with us, but there's something new going on right now, and you call it the Missing Types Program. Tell us what that is, how it works, why it's important.
Well, basically, the summer months are a time of tremendous blood shortages across the country. You know, from the American Red Cross perspective, we are already running short. We are importing blood to the state of Texas from all over the country because in the state of Texas, we're not able to collect all the blood products that we need. So basically, only 37% of the people who are able in the country, adults, are able to give blood for various reasons, whether it's illness, medications, exposure to other types of diseases. Anyway, we just can't collect from them. So you look at that 37%, roughly only a third of that 37% actually donate blood. So we're down to very small numbers. The vast majority of our blood collections come from high school students, and they're young and healthy. And in the summer months, they're not in school. And so our all donations go down and we run into shortages. You know, that's that's one component of it. The other component is the fact that, you know, the emergencies don't stop. The need for blood is ongoing. Cancer patients, accident victims, you know, it just continues to stay steady. And so that's the reason that we're expanding slowly into East Texas to start collecting blood. And so we're looking for partners to help us set up blood drives.
All righty. So if you are someone who wants to donate blood, if you are a member of a group, maybe a church group, civic group, even a school group, maybe pull together some of your buddies from school, even though it's currently this summer, just to call the Red Cross and you can give them more information. And in Tyler, you have two offices in Tyler, 320 East Reek Road, 903-581-7981, the phone number there. And in Longview, 501 Pine Tree Road, Suite A1, the phone number there is 903-753-2091.
The student groups, I'm just going to throw this out there.
Yeah.
It's really cool. We actually, if students want to get together and put together blood drives, if they want to be the organizer, they can earn scholarships for college. And if, you know, like, clubs or organizations want to put one on, they can earn funds for equipment. You know, you can earn athletic equipment or band equipment funds. And so we support those schools in a lot of different ways. If the school itself wants to sponsor it, we can provide, you know, a scholarship that the school can then award. So there are really some cool things out there for the schools that want to do that. But the main thing is really and truly the need for blood is there. And we can't save lives without A, B, and O.
Okay, A, B, and O. Those are the types we need to focus on right now. Are those the rare types?
No, those are the common types.
Those are the common types.
And so there are a lot of different things around that. Universal donor is O, and so it's always in great demand. But you know, there's a need for all of the different types.
Okay, talking to Tammy Prater, Executive Director of the American Red Cross serving East Texas. By the way, if you want to learn more online, I have personally found the quickest way is just Google Red Cross East Texas. A website will come up. You can navigate to the national website if you like. If you look in the line that shows the website, I can't remember exactly what they call that on a computer. My mind is a blank at the moment, but it's pretty long, so we don't want to read the whole thing. But just go ahead and Google Red Cross East Texas, and all the online information you're going to need is going to come right up. Talking about giving blood, and Carter Blood Care really needs to come into the picture at this point, because for a significant component, if not all, of your service area, Carter Blood Care is the blood bank for
they
East
do
Texas.
Provide, yes.
And this is not a Carter Blood Care project, but tell us a little bit about how Carter and other blood providers fit into this picture.
Well, we contract out to various medical centers and are the main provider. And then when we're not able to provide for the hospital that we're providing for, then we go to other secondary sources. And so Red Cross is a secondary provider for the hospitals in East Texas.
Okay.
But the main thing is that, one thing that sets Red Cross apart is that we own the rare blood registry. And so a lot of patients, especially cancer patients, primarily children with cancer, have to have a lot of special typing, and a lot of that will go through Red Cross alone, simply because we're the ones that are running that registry and keeping track of that. And then we do have the capacity to get blood from wherever we can find it and bring it in if needed, and to ship it out. Last year, some students out at UT Tyler had a blood drive for us, and about 2 months later, we got a thank you card at the chapter from someone in New York. They had given up hope that their mother was going to get the blood that she needed, and finally, the blood came in, saved her life, and, it had a little from the Red Cross in East Texas stamp on it. And, she was just writing to say thank you for saving my mother's life. And so, that's the amazing thing. It doesn't cost you anything to roll up your sleeve and donate that blood, and you can save a life, up to 3 lives with 1 donation.
Okay. So you are the owner of the Rare Types Registry, and the bottom line is give blood.
Absolutely.
If you want to go through Carter, that's fine. We're talking today about the Red Cross effort, and just for the purposes of today, we'll give you those phone numbers again if you have any questions, 903-581-7981 in Tyler and 903-753-2091 in Longview. But let's talk a little bit about plasma, because there are some misconceptions about that and how that works into the picture, and we want to make sure we're pointing everybody in the right direction here.
Sure. Plasma is a much-needed product as well. Everyone, there are places where you can go and you can sell your plasma. And I've heard a lot of people tell me when they were in college that helped them buy books. It's not a bad thing to do. But you do need to understand that for human consumption, blood products have to be donated. So if you sell your plasma at a plasma bank, it can be used for research, it can be used maybe to make medications, but it cannot be transfused directly into a human. And that's by federal regulation. So if you're wanting your plasma to be transfused, then you need to donate it through one of the blood centers.
Okay, and again, give Tammy and her troops a call if you have questions, 903-581-7981 or 903-753-2091 in Tyler and Longview, respectfully. I'm John Sims. This is In Focus. We're talking to Tammy Prater, Executive Director of the American Red Cross serving East Texas, and the importance of giving blood. It costs money to move blood, and that's an important consideration as well.
Sure it does. Right now, as I mentioned earlier, we are having to import blood into the state of Texas because we are not collecting as much as is needed. And, you know, if you think about it, if you walk down the street, it doesn't cost you anything. And if you have to drive across town, you've spent some money on gas. And so the same is true for the Red Cross. And so we're trying to collect locally to keep our expenses down.
All right. One donation can save up to three lives. Just kind of running through some of the important bullet points here. Every 2 seconds, somebody in the U.S. needs blood. You say less than 38% of the U.S. population is eligible to give blood. So it's important to check with Carter Blood Care, the Red Cross, whoever, and make sure that you meet those criteria.
You
basically
can actually, John, you can go on to redcross.org, okay. Click on blood, and we could spend several shows talking about all the laundry list of qualifications or things that might disqualify you from giving blood. But there's a list, and you can go read up, on your particular situation.
Okay, well, thank heavens for that 37% who are eligible and the percentage of those who actually are busy or who maybe getting busy. I mean, you're going to be seeing people for the first time, people who have never given blood before, and maybe they'll like it, maybe they'll make it a lifelong thing. We can only hope for the best, because it's so important. Blood and platelets can't be manufactured. They can only come from volunteer donors. Average red blood transfusion, approximately 3 units. How much is that?
Pints.
Pints?
Three donations, so.
And a single car accident victim can require as many as 100 pints of blood. According to the American Cancer Society, about 1.7 million people are expected to be diagnosed with cancer annually. And here we go. Many need blood, sometimes daily, during their chemotherapy treatment. We probably think about blood transfusions in large part when we're just going about our daily lives. And this whole topic pops up on our radar. Maybe auto accidents, things like that. But people probably don't even realize the importance of blood for cancer patients.
Right. Most of us know someone who has needed a blood product. And, I would want my loved ones to have safe blood products available to them. And we can't have that unless those who are able go out and donate their blood.
Okay. So just again, check that Red Cross website and Google it. The easiest way to do it, Red Cross East Texas. It'll come right up for you. You can call 903-581-7981 or 903-753-2091, depending on whether you're in Tyler or Longview. And get more information about what's going on, how you can help organize a group. And don't forget those scholarships for high school students. That's a very handy touch for a lot of kids who need money to get through school. 320 East Reek Road in Tyler, 501 Pine Tree Road, Suite A1 in Longview. That's where you're located. We can come back to this topic and talk about it some more, maybe hit some of the fine points if we find it necessary. But let's move on, because, as always, there is so much that the Red Cross does. One of the other projects that you have been involved with, and it's on a nationwide basis, as is the blood drive, smoke alarms and home fires. You just recently wrapped up the meat of a project to get smoke alarms and smoke alarm awareness out there. I think that ended in May, maybe a month ago, but it's not actually over. It's really still going on.
Right. It's a year-round campaign now. We had a very successful Sound the Alarm, Save a Life campaign in April, and installed, 400 or 500 smoke alarms just in a very, like a two-week. Well, in Tyler, we installed 235 alarms in something like 100 homes in like 2.5 hours. We had 100 volunteers, and we hit the streets and just did some amazing work with church groups. But, this fiscal year, which is ending for us here in a few weeks, we've installed close to 1,000. And over the last several years, we've installed several thousand across East Texas for free, because we want families to be safe. Just some real high points is that what everyone needs to know is that a smoke alarm, the mechanics in it, are only good for 10 years. A lot of you probably have smoke alarms at home, but they may be more than 10 years old. If you don't remember how old they are, you probably need to replace them. When we put them up, we put a date on them because, it is hard to remember over time when you put something up. It doesn't matter if those alarms are battery operated or if they're wired into your house. A lot of us have those that are wired in now. It doesn't matter. 10 years, you need to replace them. If you need help with that, you know, some people, you know, if you get up in years, it's not good to climb a ladder. You know, call us. We can help you with that. If you can't afford them, we can help you with that. Our goal is to save lives. We also, as we come in, we're going to also talk about fire safety and having a plan, having a meeting place, knowing what to do if there is a fire, and also knowing what to do if there's a tornado, because golly, John, we've had a few of those here lately.
Yeah, we're going to get to that in a minute, too. That's very important. Tammy Prater, Executive Director of the American Red Cross serving East Texas, our guest this morning on In Focus. I'm John Sims. By the way, the area you serve covers about 810,000 people, 11 counties. We'll call them off right now: Anderson, Cherokee, Gregg, Harrison, Henderson, Panola, Rusk, Smith, Upshur, Van Zandt, and Wood, just to give people an idea of the area that we're talking about on the show that we are doing this morning. Something you also wanted to bring up: bed shaker alarms for people who are deaf and hard of hearing.
Right. There is a special type of alarm for those who may not be able to hear a regular smoke alarm because of hearing issues. They're very expensive. But if we determine that you have a need for that, then we absolutely can provide those and provide them for free. We don't want anyone to not have one because they can't afford it.
Okay. Tornadoes, etc. And we're talking about tornadoes, just vicious storm activity, the straight line winds we hear about that are often mistaken for tornadoes. They have caused a lot of damage just this spring alone in East Texas. We've covered a lot of it on our newscasts. We're talking about Alto, Winnsboro, Canton, Harrison County, Maybank. First of all, has this phenomenon become more common in recent years?
You know, it feels like it to me, and I don't have the statistical. At some point during the spring, you know, the weather guys were spouting that this was the most active, you know, month of May or whatever that we'd had in a number of years, and I don't follow those statistics. My gut feeling is yes. Over the last 5 to 10 years, it seems like our severe weather has gotten more severe.
Do you have stories to tell maybe about some of the things that have been going on around East Texas, what some of your volunteers have been up to? I know we've heard a lot of it on the news, but anything you'd care to share about that?
Well, first of all, you know, we have responded. Just about all of those 11 counties have had some type of severe weather.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, those storms come in waves, and they'll start at one county and just move through my whole territory.
Yeah.
And so there have been trees on homes all over East Texas. We certainly, you know, the situation in Alto was probably the most severe. It hit town. It hit a lot of residents. You know, we went through to do our damage assessment, and it was so hard because the street signs were gone. There weren't mailboxes to show you what the street address was. And so that's just how severe it was. But really and truly, I mean, just looking at damage, the straight line winds in Longview did just as much damage as Alto experienced. They were just fortunate to have less loss of life. Both of those incidents, there was loss of life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've had other, you know, places affected. I mean, Canton, bless their hearts, they seem to be always in the path.
Yeah.
They got hit.
Several tornadoes passed through.
Yeah, and but again this year, and then you know, up in Wood County as well. And you know, a lot of times, you know, if they go through a rural area, you know, they may not hit as many homes. That was certainly the case up in Wood County. They didn't hit that many homes. But if you start looking, this happened, you know, in the Alto area and up in Wood County. You know, we had ranchers who lost all their livestock.
Mm.
You know, and so it, the impact on the community in terms of people losing their livelihood, you know, it's the impact, regardless of whether or not they met any thresholds to be, you know, declared, you know, federal disasters, to the individuals and the families and the communities, they're huge.
Mm-hmm. And so you always need volunteers, people to go out and assess those damages and just provide whatever services are needed.
Always. And it's real easy. If you think you'd be interested, you can call us and we'll walk you through the process. But you can go online to redcross.org and click volunteer and just follow the instructions. Get registered. We'll get in touch with you. We'll get you trained. You know, back when I started, you know, everything had to be done in the classroom. A lot of our stuff now you can do online. We've caught up with the time, so to speak. And so, you know, actually, if you've got the time to spend, you can get trained up pretty fast.
Okay, that's good news. Tammy Prater, Executive Director of the American Red Cross serving East Texas, our guest this morning on In Focus. I'm John Sims in Tyler, 320 East Reek Road, 903-581-7981. Longview, 501 Pine Tree Road, Suite A1, and that's 903-753-2091, or just do it online. And again, just Google Red Cross or Red Cross East Texas, and everything you need to know will come right up. Monetary donations, certainly always welcome. Welcome and encouraged.
Absolutely. You know, on average, 90 cents of every dollar we spend goes to service delivery. You know, this year in East Texas, we've spent over $250,000 in direct financial assistance to families. And that's not even the cost of things like feeding or tarps for homes or, you know, the bulk supplies that we might distribute. That's direct financial assistance. So, you know, we really do need the monetary donations to help families when the call comes. You know, when there's a big event, people will, you know, money walks in the door. But the reality is when the big event hits, we're able to respond because somebody came in yesterday or last week and made a donation. We have to have a stream of donations so that we're able to maintain our training and maintain our supplies and maintain our readiness.
Okay. Disaster relief and recovery. Of course, that's the topic we're talking about right now. But a couple of little fine points we want to make here. You don't just help people out with cleanup and canteens and food and just different things like that. You also offer advice. What are some of the things that you tell people to help them recover from these disasters?
You know, it can be anything from, you know, those life skills that when you become overwhelmed, you forget. Things like make sure you eat well and drink, you know, plenty of water and keep rested. And because, you know, when you're looking at everything that you've got to do, things are just running through your head.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so, you know, it can be that sort of thing. We also, I mean, there's some things that Red Cross can't do. And so we'll sit down and talk about what the family's needs are and help them kind of plan what they're going to do. It's not unusual to sit down with a family and say, do you have insurance? And they'll go, oh, yeah, I guess I better call them. And we're going, yes, that's a good thing to do. You need to get your insurance agent on top of this. Because it really is a shock to the system, and it's overwhelming. And so we do a lot of hand-holding. But, you know, if there's something that we can't do but someone else can help with, we will call. A lot of you know, the families that were impacted in the Longview area with the straight-line winds, they didn't necessarily need financial assistance from the Red Cross. They had, you know, they had insurance, and they were okay that way. But they didn't have necessarily, you know, because they weren't accustomed to knowing where to go for help. I mean, there were some elderly folks who needed help with cleanup. Well, you know, we work with Team Rubicon and the Baptist Men and all those groups that come in and do that come in with chainsaws and wheelbarrows and that sort of thing. And so we were able to help connect with helpers who could help them. And so that's the importance of knowing your partners and knowing who can help when it's not something that you do.
That's always important for so many agencies trying to do so many different things. Preparing for emergencies, talked about this a little bit earlier, specifically with regard to the smoke alarms. What are some other emergency preparedness tips that you have? I think for some time now there's been maybe an emergency preparedness kit that the Red Cross promotes.
Sure. You know, we recommend that everyone have an emergency kit with, you know, 3 days supply of non-perishable food and water, plus flashlight, batteries, emergency radio, you know, something to charge. You know, all of us are so dependent now on those cell devices, our cell phones, you know, our iPads or whatever it is, you know, your electronics. Those things go dead, you're stuck. You can't even call for help. So, you know, there are all kinds of things out there, battery packs, hand crankers, you know, whatever, something that will help with, you know, keeping you connected with the outside world. So those things are important. Some extra tools, tarps. You know, you can mitigate the damage to your home if a limb, you know, breaks a window just by putting some plastic up around the window to keep rain from coming in, but you need stuff handy to do that with. Most of the things that go into an emergency kit are things that you already have. The issue is, do you have them all put together in one place so that you've got them when you need them? Or, you know, because if you're having to run to the garage, run to the bathroom, run here, run there, you don't have time to grab it and go. And sometimes you might have to grab it and go.
Okay, Tammy Prater with the Red Cross, our guest this morning on In Focus. I'm John Sims. Few minutes left in the show. Let's move on to military family support. This is something you picked up a few years ago and still going strong, I understand.
Well, actually, a few years ago goes all the way back to the Spanish-American War.
Okay, a good few years ago.
Yeah, a good few years ago that for the Red Cross. Now then, in East Texas, it goes all the way back to 1917 when we were founded, which we could talk a whole show on that. I love our history. But we actually started in 1918, with a canteen down on the railroad tracks by the depot in Tyler. And we had a canteen for service members as they passed through on the trains. We fed and provided stamps and chewing gum and sandwiches and all sorts of things for them, writing materials. And it was a nice little place with wicker furniture and fans, and they could sit and relax while they were waiting for the next train to come through. So that's something that goes back. Today, it's more done electronically, and we do emergency messaging for families here in East Texas to anywhere in the world.
All righty. And you're also involved with the one-stop shop for veterans we've been hearing about that's going to be up and going, I believe, this fall, I think out on Highway 64 west of Tyler?
Yes. And, you know, I don't want to claim any credit for that other than we've been providing meeting space for veterans groups for a number of years. And so I feel like I helped birth them, even though I'm not actively involved at this point. But I think it's going to be a great asset to the community. I think it's going to be a wonderful benefit to our veterans who are so worthy.
Alrighty then. Wrapping up the show, got about another minute or two left. And so you've been with the Red Cross in Tyler for a long time. You've been the executive director for what, 20 years?
20 years.
Yeah.
Started out as a volunteer.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess we laugh and I say, I drank the Kool-Aid. I love Red Cross and I've never wanted to do anything else.
And we could spend another whole show talking about the changes you've seen, but I think suffice it to say, talking about the population of your service area, which is now well over 800,000 people, as the population grows and the needs grow, you're just going to keep getting busier and busier. You're going to need that volunteer help, those monetary donations.
Absolutely. And that's one thing that we have not seen is any sort of decrease in the need for our services. We are hoping over time that the home fire campaign and providing fire safety education and smoke alarms is going to help, you know, lessen the impact of fires. But, you know, home fires are our number one disaster, and we seem to keep having so many of them.
Right.
So, like I say, we're almost 500 families in East Texas have experienced a disaster this year.
Wow, that's just mind-boggling. As we wrap up the show, we want to remind you once again what we started off the show with and what your real big push is right now, giving blood. The Red Cross is partnering with other agencies and trying to organize groups to give blood, and it's just so important, especially this time of year. The summer months are always rough. In Tyler, you can call 903-581-7981, Longview 903-753-2091, or just Google Red Cross East Texas, and you should be able to have a lifeline, and I think that's an appropriate term to all the information you need. Tammy Prater, always a pleasure, very educational, and we hope very life-saving to have you join us. Thanks again.
Everybody have a fun and safe summer.
Well, we will certainly try. Tammy Prater, Executive Director of the American Red Cross serving East Texas, our guest this morning. I'm John Sims. Thank you for joining us, and we'll see you again next week on In Focus.